The Football Pod on Off the Ball. Brought to you by Movember, ahead of the game. Building mentally resilient GAA communities on and off the pitch.
How's it going? You're very welcome along to the Football Pod with Paddy Andrews, James O'Donoghue and Tommy Rooney. Sunday, July 19th was meant to be the greatest sports day of all time. We had the Open, we had the World Cup final, we had the All-Ireland Hurling final. I think Spain delivered. I think they put in a very good performance. I think Limerick delivered to win their 13th ever All-Ireland title. A very, very impressive, dominant performance from a Super Limerick team. And Ryan Fox delivered in the Open, right? Paddy, isn't you're not having it, no?
Lads, let's cut the shit. That was like, the hurling final was not great. Like, it wasn't. First half, even when it was a contest, it just wasn't happening. Galway, second half, this is a fear for this weekend, going into the football final. It just didn't happen for them. Ryan Fox holds off Cam Young to win. Like, I'm not interested in that. Like, congratulations to Ryan Fox, but I want the big dogs. Where's Scheffler, McIlroy, Bryson even, Pantomime Villa? And then that soccer match last night, lads, was arguably the worst soccer match I've ever seen in my life. The real winner yesterday out of these three major sporting events was Tom fucking Cruise. Like, that was the highlight. That was the highlight of my day. And I was straight on to the producers on GAA Plus, and I was like, have we asked Tom Cruise to do the football final next week? If you give him a few quid, that guy will do it.
What did he actually do? I didn't actually see Tom Cruise.
It was like he read some monologue. He hadn't a clue what he was saying. He was talking about soccer and football, and it was awesome. And it was like, it was great stuff. What about the halftime show? How much do you reckon Ronaldo got to drive out with Madonna? Like, a million quid. Is he getting more than McGeaney's getting this Thursday for the roadshow? That's what I want to know. I want to see the numbers.
McGeaney's only getting a couple of points.
Lads, it was an underwhelming day. Like
It was.
The hurling final wasn't great. Tommy, I know this is more your bag, like, but congrats to Limerick but Jesus.
I think the feeling going into it, Limerick had left teams in it throughout. Like, Cork were ahead in the Munster final in the 78th minute. Clare were ahead in the All-Ireland semi-final in the 78th minute, and the feeling was, can Galway just keep them down the stretch and maybe turn? But Limerick just blew them away. Like, that was as comprehensive and dominant a performance. They saved their best for, like, Galan. There's been questions about Aaron Galan all summer. Had hit one point going into the All-Ireland final, and he hits four yesterday, saved his best for last. A number of the Limerick lads from back in 2018 when they won their first were phenomenal again. Did Colin O'Neill end up winning Man of the Match, I think, last time or something again?
But isn't that
all of it? But
to their credit, and obviously they're unbelievable, it's their sixth All-Ireland under Coyley, like, they do generally perform unbelievably in All-Ireland finals. You know, they save their best for the biggest day. That is a remarkable trait of a team. When the pressure's at its biggest and all the focus is on that, those boys deliver. Like, it's a... It was great for Limerick, but as a going in as a neutral, going on like the hurling final, one of the best days in Irish sport. This could be epic, like, and it, Jesus Christ, it was a drag. Like, it was.
Galway never shut up at all, did they? They weren't tackling or anything. The intensity was very low in comparison to Limerick's intensity anyway. But Limerick are a phenomenal team. Jesus.
James, it's like Limerick hammered the hammer, and, you know, Galan and Kylie, and they all insinuated, you know, about the plan that Paul Kinnerk put in place for them, that all they had to do was go out and execute the plan that Kinnerk had shown them during the week, exactly what they had to do as coach. And I think Limerick brought, so everyone talks about the physicality Galway brought all year long, that they were, you know, they were swarming teams, they were outmanning them, and Limerick
bullied them yesterday. Limerick milled them. Work rate was incredible. They just blew them off the pitch.
Allowed them short puck outs and just turned them over up in their own 45. It was at one stage in the game, it was Galway 9 shots from open play, Limerick 28, and that was with 45 minutes gone.
It was like the soccer. It was like Spain and Argentina. Couldn't get the ball up the pitch. That poor number 2 from Galway, like, they were just giving him the short puck outs, and then about 8 Limerick lads had just come in and absolutely mill him. I was like, I know what, take it back. Is there a fear? Is there a fear? Yeah. Like, there's a lot of similarities. I seen you were saying it on Off the Ball last week, Tommy, about this young, exciting team coming up against the grizzly, experienced veterans. That's the same narrative for this Sunday for the football final. And there's a little bit of a danger that could Kerry just do that? Could Kerry strangle this Mayo team come Sunday? Like, and the young
stars. There's probably a danger either way, isn't there? It's like that they're complacent or they could strangle them. Do you see the billboard?
No, go on.
Tommy, you definitely saw the billboard.
What's this?
The billboard by the Grand Geeks in Killarglen. I know you saw it. Don't play these mind games.
Come on,
you've
Jimmy,
been all over this like a rash, Tommy.
You guys have already banked this All Ireland down in Kerry. You have, Jimmy. Cut the shit.
No.
Was this in Crow Park yesterday? Explain it, James,
Billboard that has it had Jack O'Connor in a wedding dress and Andy Moran in a bridesmaid's Mayo dress, and Jack O'Connor has a big beaming smile on his face, and he goes, "Jack, enjoy your big day." And then next to Andy, he goes, "Andy, always a bridesmaid." Like, there was obviously a lot of traction online, Tommy. Did I know you were across? Like,
wow. But and who put that up? Like, did Jack O'Connor put that up?
Jack O'Connor took it down.
Seemingly Jack made
O'Connor
a call.
Took it down.
Seemingly Jack
so
made
hang
a call.
On, you know about it now.
Well, I wanted you to explain it to the listeners, what it was.
Everyone's seen it, but it's not like it was the Kerry team to put it out or the Kerry supporters to put it out. It was just put out by the Brain Geeks wanting a bit of clout. And it was funny. I thought I got a serious laugh off it. More Jack O'Connor in the wedding dress with a big smile more than anything, to be honest.
Had he shaved for his big day?
He did. He was looking sharp in the dress, not to be fair.
Yeah. No, I saw
But there
Jack
is a bit of outrage. I think if you want to be outraged, you can be outraged by it, but like
I'm outraged by that.
I don't know.
There you go. I'm outraged.
I don't know. Was there much outrage? But isn't it one of those kind of when somebody says the thing they're not supposed to say out loud, everyone was like, "What are you doing? Take it down." That's not us. That's not representative of who we are. Except,
but it wasn't supposed to represent anyone. Do you know?
If there was no substance to it, would it have any impact whatsoever? You just leave it up there.
Well, I suppose the damage was done after a day. Because these days, once a photo is taken of something, that's it. Like, it doesn't need to stay up. It's gotten old.
Yeah. But, I suppose these years...
People were saying, Tom, that it crossed the line and all this stuff. It didn't, like, but I think if a player was involved maybe in the billboard, then that would be unfair. Because it's the player's day, it's the player's weekend. Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
But the fact that it was the two managers on it, I don't think it matters too much.
The managers are fair.
If it was a player, I think that wouldn't be fair on them. Because obviously it would be a distraction. But
no, I saw Jack was very keen to address it with Tony Lean
in was it?
Saturday All-Ireland press conference. So fair play to anyone.
The Kerry management would not be happy about it, and the players mustn't. Like, if I was a player, I wouldn't be happy about it. But if I was Mayo, I'd be delighted because Andy can use that. Like,
I doubt he's using something like that. Jesus, I doubt he's touching on something like that.
What? That they're disrespecting us, that they don't think we're any good, that this is what they're poking fun at us. 100% he'll use that.
Do you not think Mayo
would know that? And that's not the case, but they can spin it like that.
Maybe. I wouldn't have thought they would have gone that low. The mask has slipped a little bit, hasn't it, since Tomás on the Sunday game said this is a done deal after the Armagh game a couple of weeks back?
this has got to be a good week. Go on, you still carry on.
What are you talking about? He said
the mask has slipped. Okay.
He always comes up with these terms, like these jibes. Anyway, he said that it was Kerry's to lose. I was surprised he said that, but I suppose the feeling around the country at the time was that Kerry have just blown away Armagh, who were probably second favourites. And
sure, Dublin should have been.
Is there anyone to stop him?
Dublin should have beaten Kerry.
But isn't that, Pat, like James, isn't that sort of that narrative that we're talking about there with Limerick, you know, Clare and Cork possibly feeling like they should have beaten them in the last couple of weeks, Dublin and Tyrone feeling like they should have beaten Kerry, and then the biggest day of all, Kerry saving it for the last day. That is definitely a feeling that I have going into Sunday, that Kerry are going to deliver on All-Ireland final day because they know how to do that. Like, that has to be a thing.
I think they
did
will
you feel
well.
That?
I suppose I'd feel it because I'm a Kerry man, and I hope that that's going to happen. And you're always so confident of your own county as well. That's the thing. But like, this Kerry team does seem primed to deliver at the weekend, and they'll be excited. Like, do you know the games that these great teams are kind of usually caught in is the middle of the tournament, like the Meath game last year, even. Whereas a final, you're playing for so much. Like, it's the most watched game, your family, your club, the pride. Like, for you to go in there and not deliver as the favourite is probably a little bit rarer. Do you know? Whereas Mayo come in, they need everything probably to go right for them. They need that full forward line to shoot the lights out. So it'll be interesting, but there is definitely a feeling across the country that the Kerry are going to be strong favourites. But again, it can go either way. There can be a bit of complacency, or they can strangle them early.
We'll Paddy, I'm someone who loves the underdog. You know, that's me. I love the underdog story.
Not for me.
I always have. No.
No.
Oh, tell me the opposite. Tell me what you love about the behemoths.
No surprise. I root for the bad guys in the movies. Like, I want, I usually like the big guys to win. I like, as a sports fan, seeing greatness perform. You know, I was kind of, you know, everyone you see over the last few weeks, Messi, what Messi's doing, going, just, that's incredible to watch and see that. Like, see McIlroy in the golf, he's a genius, Scotty Scheffler, you know, the underdog wins. It's a great story, but no, it doesn't really rock my boat as much. Like. Now, in saying that, for Sunday, I genuinely, we're having a conversation with a couple of team ex-teammates and stuff over the last few days. Like, I don't mind who wins this game on Sunday. Totally neutral. I for Kerry to go back-to-back, and if they deliver a performance, if you remember last year, they were exceptional in the All-Ireland final against Donegal. I thought Donegal would beat them last year in that final. And Kerry, right from the first whistle, were absolutely dominant, completely shut down. The beauty of Kerry at their best, they can do both things. They can shut down an opponent, take out their key threats, and then when they have the ball, and this is key, the best teams, without the ball, they're brilliant, and with the ball, they're exceptional. And Kerry showed that last year on the biggest day, delivered their best performance. And I think if they get to that level on Sunday, no matter what Mayo do, Kerry will win. But the danger for Sunday is, and the case to be made for Mayo is, Kerry will give teams opportunities. That's just the way they play. You look at Tyrone hitting 27 points, you look at Dublin hitting 20 points with all the wides they had. If Kerry give up those opportunities on Sunday, and those three lads inside in particular, O'Donoghue, Colby and Dara Byrne, get hot and perform like to their absolute optimum, Mayo can win this game. Mayo can beat them. But the big question mark over that, and we've seen it with Galway in the hurling yesterday, is with younger players, you're not sure if they're going to deliver. They're inconsistent, but that's what happens with 18, 19, 20, 21-year-olds. We know Kerry have delivered on the biggest day. We know the experience they have. It's pretty much a guarantee that these guys are going to perform. And even Kerry, not at their best, are still pretty good. With Mayo, and that's the excitement for this week, even for Mayo fans, they're kind of arrive at the Croke Park on Sunday going, I don't know what's going to happen here. They're going to look at yesterday and go, Jesus, I hope that doesn't happen, what we've seen from Galway. But there's a chance that happens. And that's the exciting thing for Sunday. But all things, logically, you look and go, okay, player for player, what we've seen to date, Kerry played our best. They win this game. You know, that's not being disrespectful to Mayo. It's just that's the reality of it. And I hope Mayo perform. And I hope we get a brilliant final, because I think it's been an unbelievable championship. The hurling has been flat after so many years of dominating and being the most exciting thing to watch compared to the football side of things. I think it's been a brilliant championship. I think over the course of the season, we've definitely got one of the best teams in it. Mayo have had their ups and downs, but it's a brilliant story for them to be back in the final. But I don't mind who wins on Sunday. I just hope Mayo perform to the levels they showed against Louth.
Yeah.
But this is the big danger, and we said it on last week's show. The variance in Mayo's worst performance to their best performance is huge. You know, Mayo at times in this championship have been like a pub team. That, like, you know, first half against Mead, second half against Monaghan, second half against the Rossies in the Connacht Championship. And then they've reached unbelievable highs, the performance against Louth the last day. If Mayo perform, and this is the question mark, like they did in, you know, defending car crash stuff against Meath or Monaghan, they produce that on Sunday, this is a bloodbath. I don't think they will. I think they've learned a lot and they've gotten better from the Cork match into the Louth match and can take confidence into the Kerry final. But the thing with Kerry is you're pretty certain, even if they're not at their best, which they haven't been, and maybe against Tyrone at times, maybe against Dublin, they're still very, very difficult to beat. And it's, I think it's going to be a good final. I hope it's a proper contest. But as Jimmy said, we're leaning towards Kerry here, like, massively.
Do you know, like, if you look at Mayo defensively, right? Donegal went into the final last year and decided to mark two, I think, David and Shawnee. I think that Mayo, and from Andy's life as a footballer and coaching style, I think they'll be more mark everybody, which will create a lot of space, and it depends on who wins those battles. And it might be a bit more man-on-man situation defensively for Mayo, which will be very, very exciting. But I wonder, is that the way they're going to go? I can't see them playing that zonal defence, Northern style, too much. Like, and it's going to be interesting then if they do that, can they stop Kerry's half back line then punching the holes?
But Jimmy, to what man-to-man against Meade? Look at the first half of that Meade game where every defender was just concerned with themselves, and it was shambolic. I think they've moved away from that. I think they'll have one or two matchups.
It's more hybrid.
And that collective defence, yes, they'll manage Kerry's key threats, maybe two of them, and probably maybe Paddy after the last day, and obviously David Clifford.
There's four, aren't there, really?
Dillagainy had a quiet game the last day.
Which is two more.
At your peril, you step off him. Like, Shawnee is back to nearly full fitness. That's the problem with Kerry. Can't man mark everyone. I think it will be a massive error for Mayo to go, well, you just focus on him, because that's when they were at their absolute worst defensively. Kerry just dragged them all over the place. And Joe O'Connor and Gavin White and these guys just flying up the lanes. I think Mayo have improved immensely in their defensive system once they've got the Croke Park. I think they'll be a bit smarter about it on Sunday. I hope they are. If they try and man mark every Kerry forward, this will be an absolute bloodbath.
Yeah, I think they'll have to mark four. That's the thing. Like, and four.
Okay, but let's find,
if I carry, I would mark the four.
Let's find your four matchups then, James.
On both sides, I'm not sure. I'm not certain.
Okay.
Because if
they go Clifford, four, Hessian on,
let's go through it. Hessian's
the one physically that would need to be at it, really. Go on, Tom. Who are you saying?
Well, I think Hessian on Paddy is definitely one option. That's McHugh on pretty David. On the money. McHugh on David Clifford, or they could throw a wobbler and push McHugh further out on Paddy and put McBrien on Clifford. I think
Hessian on Dillagainy.
No, I think Young McGrail could go after Dillagainy. He's had ever since you had your little words at halftime of the Meade game.
I wouldn't say I was the only one who had a word for him at halftime of that Meade game.
But hey,
he's improved massively.
He's only a kid. He was brilliant.
Yep.
He was brilliant on McElholm. He was brilliant the last day. He was very good against Cork.
That's good. You learn. I'm sure Colin Boyle.
But I just think maybe he might be able to keep pace with Dillagainy. He's obviously had just an unbelievable summer. Sam Callanan is an interesting one. I wonder what they're going to do with Sam Callanan here. He obviously marked Craig Lennon the last day, who unfortunately picked up an injury very early against Louth. Could Callanan push up on another number seven in Gavin White? Because Gavin White had such a big influence, such a massive influence in the All-Ireland final last year.
I don't think you can mark halfbacks.
Well, I'm not saying to man mark. I just mean to tag him when he comes.
I don't think that will happen. I I see him on Paddy. I see Callanan on Paddy Clifford.
Okay, okay.
I think that matchup suits Mayo. The Clifford matchup, the David Clifford matchup is the one, really. He marked McBrien a couple of times in league games and stuff, didn't he? And got an awful lot of joy. So you're looking at McHugh.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think of that?
Well, yeah, McHugh,
I don't think
they
have a good matchup.
McHugh is probably the option there, yeah.
Yeah. McGree, again, I'm not sure. Jack Coyne and probably Dylan Gainey.
Whenever they're like, that's just
on Hessian and Shawnee.
But if you look at the matchups there, right, it's like, we said it a couple of weeks ago, the game is so, just flows up and down the pitch, teams get back into the defensive system. It's rare. It's not like the old school GAA where it's like 15, 20 years ago. It's like you just follow him every man. It's far more collective defence. I think guys will drift in, particularly like Paddy Clifford will drift in and out of space. Shawnee will be back defending. He's coming up the pitch. I think the biggest thing, if you're Andy Moran, going, how do we win this match? Okay, we've got to try and curb their attack and threat. So you look at, well, who did, Dublin did that okay. Dublin were collective defence more so than man-to-man. Like, I know Davey Byrne did okay on David Clifford, but he was ably assisted by the defensive system around him. The same that Kerry did with Conn. It was Jason Foley plus Dermot O'Connor.
Dermot O'Connor coming back. Yeah. So, and that's something that Paddy used to do against Clifford back in, Fenton. Fenton would drop back into that channel.
You can't just, your whole team just focus on him, because Kerry have too many other threats outside the pitch. The thing with Andy is, like, if this develops into a shootout, and we know this is Andy's maybe style as a player, he's a forward, he's a brilliant forwards coach. If this goes into a shootout, there is only one winner here. There's only one, if Mayo get into it, like Harlem Globetrotters with Kerry, they aren't going to win. So they have to try and do something where we need to be so, work unbelievably hard, which we know Mayo can do. That's one of their key strengths, the shutdown space. And how do we get the ball to our three guys, our three scorers? That is, outside of that, it's not like the Mayo of old where, okay, our half back line is probably good for 1-5 or 1-6 as well. It's we need to get the ball up to our three attackers. And it's, I haven't seen Mayo, okay, stages against Loud, but that was Loud without the running threat of Craig Lennon. And it's Loud who, a brilliant season and everything like that, we're playing in Division 2 this year, against the top team in Kerry. Can they do that? Can they shut down the defence, make it a cagey enough affair when Kerry have the ball, and then somehow get the ball inside to their three guys in space? That is the million-dollar question for Andy Moran, how he goes about doing that. On Kerry's side, it's a bit more straight. Foley will go with Ryan O'Donoghue, and then it's Kobe and Dara Byrne.
What,
Paul Murphy, so going Dara Byrne, and just go, right, here's, I'm going to show you the ropes here with that experience. Kobe is James a bit done? More enigmatic.
Well, I think the Kerry, not necessarily were in trouble in the full-back line against Dublin, but they definitely didn't have their best day out in terms of, like, Coslow kicked
7.
Did he get 6 or 7 from play?
No, not from play. 4 from play.
He got 6 from play. He got more than 4 from play.
Right, a 2.3 and then a 45 as well.
Let me see here.
But he had opportunities. He had 11 shots.
Scorpio. He ended up with 7, yeah. He got 1 free. So he got 5 from play and he got that 2.3 first kick. But 5 from play is good going. Like, so I hope the Kerry don't change that full back line too much, but at the same time, there is a decision to be made there.
What's the chatter on the ground in Kerry? A little bit of talk about Evan Looney possibly coming in.
I think they might have a change there. I think there could be a change. Is Paul Murphy under a bit of pressure? Just asking for a friend.
I don't know. I personally would like to see Paul Murphy on Byrne, as you said there, because of the experience. And also, Paul Murphy is brilliant at getting the ball out of defence if there's a high press. And if you take that away from Kerry, having a cornerback that can dodge and weave and get out of tight situations is invaluable in big games when the heat is on and the pressure's on, and if Mayo step up. Then Kerry have Tom Sullivan sitting on the bench, not getting the game.
Is he close to playing? I'd love to see Tom play. Is he close to playing?
I don't know.
The fact that he hasn't got on, like, he's been, even down pitch side, he's been warming up like fuck. You want to see
Steve?
Must be doing about 4K up and down the sideline since even the Tyrone game. So it looks like he's okay. But you think if Jack didn't even throw him in, I know the Dublin game was tight, you know, but you're not worried about Tom Sullivan's experience. You know, give him 10, 15 minutes. Like he did with Shawnee coming on against Armagh, a couple of minutes cruising, and then he's in the game. Like, for Tom Sullivan to not be on at all, did you throw him into an All-Ireland final? Another 2 weeks of training. Paul Gainey's obviously back available. He was speaking to the media. I don't know. Any word, Jimmy? Like, it would be a big ass just to go straight back in, you know? But he is that good a player, like.
He is that good a player, that's the thing. To just leave him there seems outrageous. But, I mean, he's obviously been injured for a lot of the year. He missed almost the whole All-Ireland campaign last year. Then he tore a calf, I think, in the quarter-final. Missed the semi-final and final. Then had that great run with Dingle in the club. Got back to full fitness and top form, we thought. And then he's kind of obviously hit a roadblock again with the body. But he's been back the last couple of weeks, so I would love to see him. I would love to see him because he's one of our best players. So it seems outrageous to have a player with that ability on the bench and not use him. But look, that's maybe the quality they have in there at the moment.
Could you make a case, Jimmy, if you were, like, how would Kerry lose this match? What's Kerry's greatest fear here with Mayo? How could this go sideways on them? Or have you even contemplated that? You probably haven't even contemplated that in Kerry, have you?
We have.
Yeah.
If it was to go badly, I could see Mayo. The way I could see Kerry being put under pressure is just the ball going in the back of the net a couple of times in the first half, and then you create those jitters. But if the game pans out as normal, point for point, I think the Kerry will have far too much scoring power. But the only way is if Mayo go absolutely berserk in the first half, and I think hit the net a couple of times. That would definitely give the game a different trajectory.
The only way Mayo can go berserk, really, is if Kerry allowed him to and turned the ball over. A little bit like Loud, the amount of mistakes Loud made, it would compound itself. I asked you last week, James, I think it was on our member show, so only maybe Football Pop members saw your face when I asked you, but I said that Kerry will slow this game down. They will try and kill it. They'll maybe play quite a boring style, I think, in that first half. And
on Sunday,
yeah, I think you reacted. Your reaction wasn't one of not pleasure. You weren't very happy with my suggestion. I think they will, though. I think they'll mind the ball. I think they'll play old school rules in a sense of slowing the game down totally.
But Kerry do mind the ball.
That's a slight on them.
Kerry do mind the ball. Like you seen in the semi final against Dublin that
they won.
They two drop short in the first half, but they won wide. They're a really efficient team. And they can play both ways. If it's really slow, and we've seen this in some of the Donegal their mad games earlier in the championship when they were really well set defensively, Kerry can recycle the ball with the best of them. They're brilliant footballers, and they'll keep it for, it's not great to watch as a neutral, but they'll keep the ball for 90 seconds, for 2 minutes if they need to. And they can do that really effectively, and they get Cliffy on the end of it, or Shawnee Shea with that score before half time against Dublin. And if it opens up, as Jimmy said, forget about it. If this becomes a shootout, forget about it.
Yeah. This isn't a hidden jibe. Like, they have the template. They have set the template for winning the All-Ireland. I just wonder, when they do that, like, Mayo do try and play this high-pressing style. They haven't played it against a team as quality as Kerry in Championship. What can Mayo do when Kerry are doing that?
Well, I disagree in a way that Kerry are going to play a slow game. I can't see that, especially if it pans out the way I think it's going to pan out with the four, at least four defenders marking. I think there will be space there.
Okay.
And I think the Mayo are going to have to be unbelievably strong in one-on-one duels and marking and try and turn over the ball there. I agree Kerry are very good at holding the ball because Paddy and Shawnee and these fellas are very clever on the ball. But what they do is they get a shot off after a certain stage when it's gone on a little too long, whereas other teams, they're hand passing the ball around for ages and it really saps the energy out of the game. So I think the Kerry will use that to an extent, but I can see this the Kerry trying to open up a bit and try and play fast if the spaces are there, like I think they're. So the only thing is, as you said, if Kerry do get a little bit complacent on the ball, get turned over, and Mayo kick the ball like they have been doing, use the foot, get Kobe on it, get Ryan O'Donoghue on it, they'll fancy a couple of those matchups. It's just to see if Kerry do let them do that and how efficient Mayo are at the other side. that Ryan O'Donoghue, Jason Foley matchup. Like, Jason Foley has a great record against some of these top forwards. I don't think sometimes he gets enough credit. He had a great day out against Conn. He usually does turn up in big days, so he'll be zoned in on Ryan O'Donoghue, I think. And then it's just a case of seeing how the young lads deliver in their first final.
Yeah. It's a big thing playing in your first All-Ireland final. Like, a lot of the Galway lads would have felt that the weekend. But what I would say about Galway is, like...
Hey, Rabbit was
young
good.
Young Jason Rabbit.
Rabbit was
young
good.
Young Jason Rabbit, yeah. Young Evan Aaron Ireland, both very good in their first finals. And the Mayo boys have looked at home so far in Croke Park. So they've already experienced big crowds in Croke Park.
The one thing about... Because I agree, I thought the two young lads for Galway were very good up front with that pressure on them. The thing with it is, like... And we've seen this with Loud in the semi-final when it's like the biggest game of your career. This will be the biggest game of Colby and Dara Byrne. They haven't had a huge career yet, but this is a massive game for that Mayo group. It's not just about, you know, the first 10 minutes and things go well. It's when momentum starts going against you. You know, and the Kerry crowd get involved, and all of a sudden there's a period, and there will be a period in this game on Sunday where Kerry might reel off 4 or 5 points, a couple of 2-pointers in a row, and... That's where experience really comes in. And it's like, this game can get away from us very, very quickly. And we've seen it with Loud in the semi-final. A couple of sloppy turnovers. Mayo get a run on them. And that's where inexperience comes in of the biggest day. And Loud have lots of players who've been around the block, long careers, but it's like the whole occasion, the momentum goes against you. You need two or three of your key guys to be a bit crafty about things. Slow the game down. Stop the game. Have a set play that we guarantee possession on this kick-out. We have a guaranteed play where we're going to get a shot for our best forward. Ideally a score, but when this is going against us and there's a period of 2, 3, 4 scores in a row, we need to just settle the nerves and steady the ship. And that's going to be the challenge for Mayo on Sunday. That, yeah, it's a brilliant occasion, and the first 2 or 3 minutes, Colby might do a massive catch and kick a score, and he's waving to the crowd, and it's brilliant. And the Mayo fans obviously are mad involved, but when the shit hits the fan, do they have the collective to say, okay, we need to stop this, we need to win a kicker? And that's where Jordan Flynn and Jack Kearney is. They've been immense. They've said it after a semi-final, they've gone up a level and get Mayo to this final, but they're coming up against that 4 monsters across the middle for Kerry. That's where inexperience comes in on the biggest day. And that's what Kerry have, an absolute trump card that even if it's not going well on the All-Ireland final, we're going to secure possession of this kick-out. We're going to get up the pitch and we're going to get the ball in David Clifford's hands. I'm waiting to see how Mayo deal with that on Sunday. That's what I'm talking about, experience. Because if you don't have it and you go into your shell and all of a sudden... We've seen it in the football championship, the advent of the 2-pointers. In the space of 5 minutes, the game can be gone, completely gone from you. And we've seen Kerry do this to Armagh. We've seen Kerry do it to our Donegal, do it to Kerry, they'll be the next man. But in the space of 5 minutes, it could be 8 or 9 points. We swung over and game over. You ain't coming back. That's my fear on Sunday for Mayo.
Yeah, like if you look at Mayo's 4 across the middle, say Kerry's is Joe O'Connor,
Dermot,
Mark O'Shea, Sean O'Brien, and
Dermot O'Connor.
Versus Flynn, Kearney, Toohey, and Cohn. So I think that is going to be such a war zone there. And Mayo traditionally are very good on the breaks. They're very good at getting in there and getting hands on breaks. But like, if Kerry can catch it clean through Sean O'Brien and Joe O'Connor, like they have been doing a lot, and Mark O'Shea is very clever at the tap downs, you'd think that Kerry have an advantage in that area.
Is there any case for maybe, I think it's unlikely, but is this an Aidan O'Shea? We haven't seen many minutes from him, but just that physicality, you know, go on there. You know, Mark O'Shea has been immense. Talk about moving up levels in your career over the last 12 months, but just that sheer physicality and size, you know, I don't know.
I think it probably is, but he hasn't given him a game in the last 2 games.
Hasn't played at all, yeah. I think it's unlikely because of that. He's just, and even for Aidan O'Shea, you know, talking about Kilkenny last week, you know, an amazing career, an amazing servant to Mayo. Here's their biggest day. He's been absolutely central to all their All-Ireland final runs over the last decade plus. Is there some sort of role for him? Or is it, is Andy just going, I'm going with these young guys, they've got us here, and Aidan O'Shea and Killian O'Connor and Dermot O'Connor and these guys, you have a role in the lead up to this. You've been in All-Ireland finals before. That's where I'm going to lean on you, but it's not going to be on the pitch. I think that's what Andy's done that brilliantly in terms of a new generation of players, and seems to have kept all the older guys on side, even if they're not playing, which is a hard thing to do. But interesting one. Tommy, any?
Yeah.
What do you think?
No, I'm just interested to hear what you guys think. I think
interesting point.
My only hope is I'm overly aware now that I do that now. I'm trying to learn a new way of trying to move us along in the pod and keep to the times. I'm just a steward. People want to hear what you guys have to say ahead of this final. I just hope that it's a contest. I hope that it's a match, and it's. And we have something to keep us entertained. With the three of us over there, Paddy,
are you giving anything to Mayo here? Like, we're all just saying we hope it's a contest. Is it inconceivable that Mayo can win this match?
Absolutely not.
But we're all just saying, like, I hope they show up.
But are you relying on me to put my neck on the chopping block for
I just think in general, I think that the narrative around everyone, Tommy, is like, Mayo, I hope Mayo show up, which is not a great... Yeah. Starting point, you're hoping that's a given, and I hope within the Mayo camp, I'm sure within the Mayo camp, it's about how we're going to win the match, as opposed to how do we give Kerry a game? Like, it's the fucking honour final.
I'll give my case in part two, if you don't mind, because we've got to take a little break here. You boys got to get to work as well. It's early on Monday morning. The Limerick team are over the road from me right now in the Burlington doing their interviews.
What a day they have! What a week they have ahead of them.
Oh. And they're gonna celebrate it. They know how to celebrate it. Dermot Burns came into the post match presser yesterday, and he goes, "Hey, where's me pint? Couldn't find it." Yeah, and listen, they're in great. Did you see my piece? You hardly saw my piece with Sean Finn and Mike Casey. No, the two boys.
Not just yet. No. Do you know what keeps popping up? Do you know who's an awful creep?
I'm going to savor this.
Please don't make me make an edit. You know what?
Infantino. Get it. Gianni Infantino.
Thank God.
Like, if FIFA want to sue the pod, this guy is. I'm just looking at him here. Like, stuff is popping. What a creep. Let that guy. He is.
I thought it was going to be someone from Ireland.
No, the hurlers are all genuinely above board. I've nothing bad to say about them, but Infantino, like, what an asshole. Wow. Yeah, there you go.
But he's made some kind over the last couple of weeks.
He's had a great month, but my God. What? Universally repulsive, like.
Yeah. we can
go down that road. Do you see Carragher's tweet to Sepp Blatter?
I heard about it. You need to come back and clean up the game.
Sepp, please come back and clean up the football. Lads.
Do you know what? On that, right? They have to vote for the next FIFA president, right? So there's 211 nations that vote, and he's over 200 votes already. He's guaranteed.
How does he have votes already?
Because he's going to divvy out a few bob to all these 200. Out of 211 nations, he's over 200 votes. That is. Jesus. Yeah. Being that much of a creep, and you can still get away with it. My God.
We have got our sold out roadshow with Off the Ball next Thursday. Owen Sheehan is flying back from Mongolia as we speak. He's been working on a documentary over there that's going to be brilliant in the next couple of weeks and months and Off the Ball. He has actually been kicked out of the Kerry Mafia group. I think they're talking about allowing him back in. He's a different Kerry Mafia group, not the official one. This is the renegade undercover one. But I think he's been allowed back in with sanctions. He got kicked out for missing a lot of championship games this summer. We have got Kieran McGeaney there. We've got another surprise guest. Going to be class. It's in Croke Park. Yeah. It's in Croke Park. Wow. We've got Paddy Andrews. We've got James O'Donoghue, myself and Owen. It's going to be great crack on Thursday night. And we can't wait for that one with AIB. James, just a quick one before I get to the break. Mayo or Kerry are wearing their green and gold traditional kit. Mayo have switched to a white kit. It's a pretty tasty kit.
Nice.
Yeah. So maybe that's
Mayo one. Was in 51, they wore white, by all accounts,
did they? And hey, what do the brides wear on a wedding day? You boys might know more than me. They wear white, right?
I think so.
I wonder, did the brand geeks think of that one? Did they think of that one? So, it's a nice jersey.
I think Kerry would be happy with green and gold. Like, wearing your home jersey is nice. No, the finals I played against Donegal was hell. Fucking green and gold against.
That was madness, wasn't it? That was crazy. Like.
Shocking.
Yeah.
Jeez. Shocking.
That fucked but up.
You need a good discrepancy. Without a shadow of a doubt.
Yeah.
Like, that is so unfair. Like, but everyone, like, we're looking out at the field and the whole stadium is yellow and green and green and gold. And then down the field is yellow and green. The grass is green. It was torturous.
Setting sun as well.
Oh, Tommy.
There he is. Is that Sean Boylan? Sean Boylan has just entered the chat. Like,
look at that. The fight. Look at that, key pack. You can't see it on the camera, probably. I'll put up a post.
No, I can. I can see it. It's class. I have a Dublin one, Tommy, actually. I must.
In RD. Do you have it on there? Can you throw it on you? No?
I haven't got it on me. It's in the car, but they're class. I've seen a few of these knocking around. I've seen a few Supermax ones yesterday. This is rocking around from Galway fans. Yeah.
This is the Five Sports in RD. They sent us in a couple of retro kits. James, you got a Kerry one. Paddy, you got a Dublin one with Arnott's on it. And this key pack one. Imagine seeing this key pack one on Ireland final day. It'll put the fear of God into you.
Be wild.
And you have to cut off the sleeves.
Yeah, for Giles. And do you know what? I know I'm getting a couple of Mead mentions in here. My granny back in Roscommon used to read Ireland's Own all the time. It was the last time I saw it. It was a good few years ago. She was a great bit of stuff from Roscommon and picked up Ireland's Own this week. Sean Boylan is the cover story. I noticed Tim and Ambrose reading it around the All-Ireland semi-finals last week, so I said I'd have a look. So thanks to Craig Lynch and the Five Sports for sending in that jersey for the three of us. We actually have...
Fair play, lads.
Yeah, we really appreciate it. We are going to take a quick break on the Footpod, brought to you by Movember ahead of the game, already reaching over 16,500 players, parents and coaches across Irish clubs with the tools to look after their mental health. Visit aheadofthegame.movember.com to find out how you can be a part of it. James Dunne, Paddy Andrews, stick with me. Back in a moment, and we're going to get stuck into a few more bits from the All-Ireland final.
The Football Pod, on Off the Ball. Brought to you by Movember, ahead of the game. Building mentally resilient GAA communities on and off the pitch.
You're very welcome back to the Football Pod of Paddy Andrews and James Dunne. James, I have a section of the season in my head. What was Kerry's best couple of minutes of the 2026 championship so far? I think last year it was very easy. We could look to the form book and look at the Armagh 15 minutes in the All-Ireland quarterfinal where they blew away the All-Ireland champions. What has been Kerry's best spell as a team, as a unit so far this year? Because it's been a funny summer.
It has been a funny summer and they probably haven't put together that full performance yet. I mean, like, it probably goes under the radar, but Dublin put the squeeze on there after halftime in the semi-final and Kerry stood up and reeled off 6 or 7 points in a very quick manner that just pushed Dublin back aside. That is so hard to do against Dublin. When the blue wave comes, the noise, and it's like, are they coming at us? And they still manage to work their scores, use their experience. It's fine having experience, as well, but to like use so. It's a different thing.
It was good with the ref, so.
I see Philly was back on again, giving out about the ref. After I said it, who was back on? Philly. Ref cost us the game or something.
We're not getting into that again. We're not doing that
no,
again.
No, we're not, Tommy. We're not, under no circumstances.
Hey, anyway, who's refereeing on Sunday? Who's refereeing on Sunday? McNally.
Martin please. McNally is refereeing on Sunday. And let's just
where's
look
McNally
and see
from again?
Cardiff and Monaghan. Let's just see. It's his 32nd Intercounty Championship game as a referee since his debut in 18. It's his first All-Ireland final. Linesman on the day. Thomas Connor Murphy Lane. From Galway.
No, okay.
No, another fella who's been in the middle of it all summer long. Sean Herson from Tyrone. So it's going to be interesting to see that. And Martin McNally's umpires, all from Cardiff. James, I know one or two of the boys here, so be kind.
Banty, Ben Banty Woods. Umpire?
No, he doesn't have Banty or Pat McEnany. He has Ben Woods, Niall Riley, Mark Gilsonan, and Anthony Marin, all from Cardiff. So all eyes will
what
be
age,
on the Cardiff
age
boys.
Profile?
Ben Woods is my age. Ben is my age. Ben is 33, 34. He's a bit older than me, maybe a year older than me.
Who's doing the bar? Who's doing the Hawkeye?
Hawkeye, Killian Jones.
Jonesy.
The time official.
Be on your game, Jonesy. Be ready.
Time official is Marty Duffy from Sligo, and sideline official is Sean Lonergan from Tip, who happened to be the umpire, the sideline official in the way in Killarney between Jim O'Connor and Jim McGuinness for that moment.
And
I, you know, a lot of people.
Is that the moment of the championship? Is that Kerry's best moment?
Well, sorry. I reckon
it was Tommy's moment. It was Tommy's moment.
James, I reckon that Kerry's finest couple of minutes of the championship actually happened in Killarney in the first half. I don't know if you remember between the 6th and the 12th minute, the squeeze they put on Donegal. There was an awesome 6-7 minutes where they ate Mulroney's kick out alive and they penned him in a little bit like Armagh. And I think we all forgot about that spell, but they showed form that day.
We remember.
If you do get a squeeze on a kick out, it does give you such a platform to go and attack. Like, if you can win the opposition kick out a couple of times in a row, my God, do they feel the heat? Do they feel the pressure then? Again, Livingston, I was saying in the semi-final that there's going to be a lot of pressure on the goalies between Loud and Mayo. The same is going to be the next day. Shane Murphy's first final. Had an unbelievable year for Kerry and goals.
Yeah.
Been the best goalkeeper of the season by a mile. But a big day for him in his first final. And then Livingston, a young lad looking out at those four giants for Kerry. It'd be interesting. I'm thinking that Mayo are going to come up with some sort of a kick-out plan, you know, because they'll have to come up with something different to guarantee possession at times, because Kerry do squeeze you badly there when you're under pressure.
Now, people have said that Mayo won despite losing the kick-out battle to Loud and Cork, but Loud and Cork did not have the quality up front.
No.
I know, I'm trying to say, Loud and Cork did not have the quality up front and the cohesive collective across their team to take advantage of the possession. If you allow Kerry the ball and they dominate possession, you're goosed really on Sunday.
Yeah, that's it. Possession is 9/10 of the law, definitely.
You've already said it, haven't you?
Yes.
James, we can say it
100 different ways, but I suppose what we're thinking is that Kerry are strong favourites here. We need, if Mayo are going to have any chance, I think they need to score goals in the first half. They need to be ruthless. Forget about hand passing the ball over the bar. Go for the jugular. Put Kerry on the back foot. Their one-on-one matchups have to be absolutely A1. They need to come off 50-50 or ahead in all of them. And the occasion and the young fellas, they need to merge correctly. The young fellas need to play with freedom and abandon in their first final. And not like maybe a 28 or 9-year-old in their first final where they might start getting the nerves. They can play with absolute abandon. Because there's no expectation on someone that young. Yeah. Just go and live your best life out there.
It'd be nice to see Toby go bananas, wouldn't it? If it is, hopefully it's not, but if it is his only All-Ireland final appearance and potentially his last game for Mayo in the famous Mayo White, it'd be nice to see him go out with a bang.
Be nice to see a few outside of the boots.
Yeah, a little bit of over class.
The black spot. See the Mayo fans go mad.
A little bit of sugar, like.
Yeah.
It would be nice to see that.
Down in Tralee in the league game. Down in Tralee in the league game, I thought Dara Byrne learned a couple of lessons, James. I don't know, did you have the same view on it that I did? But Dara Byrne, obviously, he played a couple of league games, still at 20s, but he got overturned a couple of times in possession that day. But I don't know if you remember Kobe. I think Kobe maybe had, on paper, scored maybe the least, but he could have had 2-4 that day in the first half. If you remember the chances,
Kobe has a lot. Yeah, he's a lot of strings to his bow as well. If they do keep Kobe out of the game, maybe with ball out in front, he can come out and fetch a kick out.
Yeah.
Or he can play outside the arc and just keep involved. That's a great asset to have as a player, especially in the final. Have a couple of different strings to your bow, because if you're just reliant on maybe someone feeding you, you can be cut off the game. Pretty quickly.
Is Dylan Casey taking Kobe McDonald?
Like, on paper or even physically, that doesn't seem like the right matchup to me. But I could, I don't know. Like, Kerry don't have that 5'11", 6-foot cornerback. Do you know, like, Jason Foley's going to take Ryan O'Donoghue. I think that's the most important matchup. So then it's having someone sticky inside and someone to compete with him in the air if he does go out, in terms of Kobe. It'll be Dylan Casey if they stick with the same full back line as the semi-final, because I think the Paul Murphy on Byrne seems like a good matchup for Kerry.
The final one for you before I let you go. James Broderick is saying adamantly that Mayo will be unable to compete on kickouts with Kerry's 4-4 split across their midfield. Is there anything Mayo can do? They've got Flynn, Kearney, Toohey. Do they have to mix up something with Stephen Cohen and maybe bring in someone different?
It's about attitude, Tommy. Kickouts is about, like, fight and competing. It's not just about having someone who's 6'5". That helps. That's a massive help. If it was just about size, fucking Galway have been the All-Ireland final. What we've seen, if you don't bother your arse and you're not fighting for the ball and you don't have an attitude of like, I am dying for this kick out, you ain't going to win it. And one thing Mayo have, they have that. Kearney and Flynn have been exceptional in getting to this point. They're not 7 foot tall, but I tell you what, when the ball's in the air, they're fighting you. And that's what Mayo have to bring. So this...
It's the ground. The ground.
Yeah, it's, you got to fight for it. And that's... We said, we're talking about fucking Kilkenny last week. He's not even 6 foot and he's playing midfield, winning kickouts over fellas. Mayo got to die for everything. And that's what the one thing, Andy Moore and Mayo, at their best, they have that. And if they have that, they've got a chance. So the kickouts, the matchups at the back, getting the ball inside the front, it all comes down to attitude. It's not about just the size. That helps, but it's the fight. And if Mayo have that around the middle. If it's just a size thing, Kerry win every kick out all day long. We know that's not going to happen.
Yeah. James, any word on Piggery before Thursday?
Piggery.
There'll be plenty of it. Oh, yeah, we'll get a good sense of it on Thursday. Shoot McGeaney, won't we?
Is McGeaney going to give us like a prediction and all? Like, is he? I don't think he's ever listened to the football pod. Does he know who any of us are? Like,
and to listen to Paddy, you underestimate who listens to the football pod. To the Limerick boys listening to the football pod today, I got a bit of grief from some of the hurlers in the tunnel yesterday for not having it up last week on time. I hope they're listening this Monday morning. As they're having a pint.
I hope they're not. I hope they're enjoying themselves.
James, you Boona Boher, and come here. What time can I call you at today? Because I've got to get you on something.
5 to 3.
I used to do more gigs. Okay. Used to must make a fuck.
No, it's for Thursday night. Thursday night.
Can I have a few? Will you give us a loan of a few bob when I see you on
Paddy, I always put it your way. You're always double booked, pal.
I've never seen the amount of gigs you guys are doing. You're worse than Ronaldo.
Do you know why he's ringing me? He's ringing me because he wants to humiliate me again at that show. That's why he's ringing me. And he wants to see how much humiliation I'm actually prepared to accept. That's why he's ringing me. I can see it in his eyes there in the camera.
That is not true.
Go on, boys. I must do some graft.
Jimmy,
have a great day.
Where are you working, Jimmy?
Maguire Financial, baby.
And what do they do?
Cleaning you.
What do they do?
Huh?
What do they do at Maguire Financial?
Full suite financial services.
Unreal.
Pensions, mortgages.
Class.
Life cover. Investments.
James,
anything
final.
You want, I'm there for you.
Unreal.
Are we going to get a prediction from you on Thursday? People got to wait for the roadshow on Thursday to get the prediction. Is that it?
I know his prediction.
I'm sticking with my own, baby. I think Kerry will do the biz.
By how many?
One.
Okay, fair enough. Well done not getting caught in that one.
Very
see you later, James.
There. The nervous pause before that answer.
Good luck. See you later. Let that upload. Paddy, yes. Just a couple of quick ones before we wrap up. Right, I think your answer there on attitude around the kick out is massive. Do you think Mayo make a change in that half forward line? They've altered a few positions there between Cohen starting the last few games, and Paul Towey, who I think was at a very good first half. Mm. Do you think they'll change it from the start, or will they stick with the template that they've had for the last couple of games?
I don't know. I think they look at the Louth performance. God, that was their best performance of the year. You'd feel hard done by if you were dropped out of that for the All-Ireland final 2 weeks later. So the one thing I would say for Mayo, they've got progressively better each time. And their Croke Park performances, which to be fair to Andy, he said from day one, this team has Croke Park energy. And they've been brilliant. They haven't played anyone of the calibre in Croke Park to what they're going to face on Sunday, but you can only be who's in front of you. The biggest improvement for me and why they're in the final is they've got that collective defence correct. They wouldn't be anywhere near this if they had defended like they had in some of the earlier rounds, but that's what the team does through the championship. You got to get better. You get take a couple of boxes. You learn from your mistakes and they're here on merit. So, I don't expect massive changes. I think there might be one change on the Kerry side because they haven't been playing as well as we know they can. I think they might look at that defensively in terms of matchups, but with Mayo and Andy, I think they're in a good place. As good a place as they can.
The Mayo Bull has a question. I think it'll be a quick answer. Will Kerry be able to contain our full forward line given their free roaming movement?
I think that's the million-dollar question.
I think starving them of possession is probably the answer there, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not just on matchups. I said it after the semi-final with I thought Kerry's defensive system in nullifying Khan was very good. If there was a foul, he's the man for the matchup, and he'll fight and be out in front, and his speed and his strength. But the defensive system they put around that was very, very good. At times, Kerry haven't done that very well, and that's what Mayo are banking on. If you're the hope for Mayo side and for the Mayo Bull, Tyrone scored 27 points against this team. There's a little bit of weakness around the two-point arc.
Mm.
Dublin, who scored 20 points, had a lot of misses as well, but created a lot of opportunities. I think Kerry give teams opportunities, and that's what Mayo are going to hope, that those spaces open up, and those three boys, they've got to have the games of their lives, but that's what the All-Ireland Finals are for. It's to make history, it's to have special moments, and if Byrne, Colby and Ryan Dunne, who get enough ball and can make the magic happen, they've got a massive chance.
Yeah. Kane Freeman wants to know, is there a fear that Kerry could blow Mayo away in the first 20 minutes like they did in the 04-06 final?
There is a bit of a fear.
Yeah, just on that, like 04, I think there's 8 points in it. In 06, there's 13 in it. Last year's All-Ireland final between Kerry and Donegal, there was obviously 10 points in it. But a lot of the other All-Ireland finals in the last 20 years have been very close. Even your great Dublin team, like you win, you beat Kerry by a point. You beat Mayo by a point in 13. You beat Kerry by 3 in the rain in 15. Mayo by a point after a replay in 16. Mayo by a point in 17. Tyrone by 6 in 18. Kerry by 6 after a replay in 19. Mayo by 5 in 20. Like, there's even when you were as dominant as you were, you weren't blowing teams away in All-Ireland final. So is there something in that? Yeah,
we didn't play that well in finals, but this is the bit where I kind of lean towards Kerry's side. Even if we weren't at our best, and it was credit to our opponents, they kind of made it very difficult to play our best. We knew how to win. It was just like we were never going to lose those. I know you can say we won by a point or whatever, but we, when it was there to be won, we'd win it.
Yes.
And that's why I give massive credit to Limerick at the top of the show, that they're delivering their best performance in an All-Ireland final, which is incredible. But that's the Kerry, and you've seen it in the quarterfinal and the semi-final, not being at their best, but it's like, hey, there's 2 minutes to go here. We need to shut this attack down, or we need to win this kick out, or we need to get the ball to David. The Kerry have that. And that's, I think Kerry will win on Sunday. You can make a case for Mayo, but even just see if Kerry, there's less question marks about them performing. And even if they don't perform to their best, are you telling me, you know, this game is tight with 5 minutes to go, Kerry can't figure something out with that group of players, with that know-how, the football IQ and experience? That's what I'm talking about, experience. And on the other side, with Mayo having just not been in that situation before, there's a fear of that. And my other thing is that if Kerry do get a fast start, like in last year's final against Donegal, can Mayo regain control? You know, that's... We don't know. Like, no one needs to wait and see. You have to see what happens. That's what we're all excited to go and see. It's been a brilliant championship. It's been very difficult to predict, very difficult to try and get a handle on form lines and things like that. But if you're going into this game on Sunday, and all we can do is what we've seen today from these groups this season and over the last couple of years, get to know these players and how they perform, it's, you're more certain of a lot of Kerry stuff than you might be of Mayo's.
A final question for you. The Limerick hurlers under John Kiely have just won their 6th All-Ireland in 9 years. They're very close as a group, as you know, in terms of being, you know, friends, brothers, pals, teammates. They know how to celebrate. You boys knew how to celebrate as well, together. What are these days, these moments, these hours like when you achieve something as they have done?
Afterwards?
Yeah.
Sensational. That's why you do it. You know, as magic as the scenes are on the pitch yesterday, you know, there'll be a bit of time today. They'll probably have a homecoming down in the city tonight, but there's a couple of hours today, this morning, sun is shining and you're enjoying it with the lads. That little bit of peace and quiet before the madness goes out. And again, maybe it might be tomorrow lunchtime or Wednesday or Thursday or Friday or Saturday lunchtime, where it's just a group together and you can just relax I always said, like, after winning All Ireland, the initial feeling is nearly relief in a way, because there's so much pressure on, and there's, you know, we had it, and Limerick definitely would have had it yesterday, and Kerry will have it. The expectation to win, that's like, oh, relief. But then the moment you get over the next week or a few weeks, or even a few lads might head away, that's why you're playing. That you're playing because you're there with your brothers, and it's like the amount of sacrifice and everything that goes into it, you want to enjoy it. And the same for Galway. It's been a good season for them to get to the point. Didn't perform in the final, but they'll have moments together as a group as well over the next few days. You're part of the team. That's why we play. You know, that part of being a part of a special group. And I think it's an important part of teams that are successful. There is that reliance on each other and connection together. Yeah. So credit to them. Yeah. I'm sure they're going to have a fucking phenomenal week.
It'll be incredible. Myself and there was a couple of us left in the press box late last night. I was recording an audio diary of the All-Ireland Hurling Final. I'm going to try and do the same for the football next week and speak to various people across the day. Myself and Morris Brosnan were chatting late into the night, but probably about 8 o'clock, half eight, and some of the Limerick lads strolled out to get a couple of photos. Who nice. Picks up a hurl and a schlitter? Hurling's greatest football man, Paul Kinnerk, and puts the ball over the bar from halfway behind the sideline. Did you see this?
I see it. That's what we're saying. Like, sure, hurling's
sensational.
Easy. Like, sure, anyone just.
Could you do that?
Yeah.
Could you do that?
Of course I could.
No, you couldn't.
Well, just throw the thing up and volley it. Like, sure, it's easy. Like.
Oh, well, I think we should try and get a version of that on Thursday in Croke Park. I'll see you on Thursday, pal. I'm looking forward to it. Is that a Spanish jacket? What are you wearing there?
Viva España. Vamos. Vamos. I was hoping Messi would pull something out of the bag, but to be fair, the rest of the Argentina lads were a disgrace.
Didn't happen.
Nah, disgrace. Yeah. Alas, Paddy, it's all our final week. What a summer it's been.
We are once more
onto the breach.
We're back together Thursday. We're back together Sunday for the All-Ireland final in Croke Park. Can't wait for it. There's plenty more coming up on Off the Ball this week. Stay tuned. Paddy Andrews and previously James O'Donoghue, thank you very much.
You get on to Tom Cruise and just see if he'll do something for us this week.
Let's work on that. Thanks, folks. Enjoy your week building up to the All-Ireland football final. We'll see you Thursday in Croke Park.
The Football Pod on Off the Ball, brought to you by Movember, ahead of the game, building mentally resilient GAA communities on and off the pitch.